So I applaud the president's decision, and I appreciate it. But the president of the United States had better understand that just supplying weapons is not going to change the equation on the ground of the balance of power. These people of the Free Syrian Army need weapons and heavy weapons to counter tanks and aircraft. They need a no-fly zone, and Bashar Assad's air assets have to be taken out and neutralized. And we can do that without risking a single American airplane. We can do it by cratering the runways with cruise missiles, moving the Patriot missiles closer to the border, and protecting a safe zone where they can organize, where they can work, where they can coordinate with the civilian side of the Syrian National Army, and they can have a chance of success.